So I'm going to begin, as I said, we'll sort of review some of the basic concepts. In Siman Aleph, this Sefer has 22 Siman. Siman Aleph discusses what's Hargosha. He says that the most personal Hargosha, they agree with the Rabbi Lublin, rejecting the Shalom suggestion that Hargosha is merely a matter of having certainty that the blood came from her. That's what the Shalom suggested. We had the Maram on the board once before. Am I correct? I'm pretty sure. But it's wrong. You have to actually have a Hargosha. Fine. The Rambam seems to say you have to have a Hargosha. Okay. And as a matter of fact, this Maram Lublin, it's a tshuva, but sometimes tshuvas have, at least are referred to in Shulchan Aruch itself. If you look in the Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, Sif Aleph, which is of course the source of Hargosha, the very, very beginning where the word Hargosha is found, you look on the side in the Gilyon Marasha. Gilyon Marasha makes a reference. I'll tell you what it says. He writes as follows. It's a little bit, he says. It's called his Sif Ozdalet. Who should Dagash Ritziyosa? After Yadua Varesh Adami Mena, Yotza Tahora Medaraisa, Kol Shalom Hirgisha. V'nafkamina then yikabolas ha-tshuva in bo'bal alea tshuvas maram el-lublin simen beis. Sharegan be-botka motzot dam be-prozo nosin ramam perek tes v'yichos esur b'ya halach alaf tam du b'cheska shabu b'argosha. It's not enough that you know it's today. After chazaka came in argosha. That's the Gideon Marasha. The Gideon Marasha. Fine. Because many other sources say that. We had a Rashba that some said, I mentioned this just a few days ago. Some say he said fakert. I think we mentioned this maybe on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Right? Let's look at that Rashba one more time. See, I love the Sefer. He goes into the details and he tries to argue that the Rashba never meant what some said he meant. Let's take a look at Torah Sabayis. I think he's right. I think he's right almost all the time. That's why I like the Sefer. Let's see. Torah Sabayis. Here we go. It was Aruch. Which is so. Zion Shawat. Gimel. The first line. It's not much the first line. Dvar Torah. Kolisha. No. This is Vestas? Wait a second. Is it supposed to be here or is it supposed to be somewhere else? It's right here. Adarava. Yeah, I'm not thinking straight. That's exactly to prove his point. It's not Shark Summer Sharvestas. Dvar Torah. Kolisha ben Shiesha Vestas Kavua ben Eitha Vestas Kavua. Eina Sura Labaila. Achetire. Oh, Achetargish Yosdan Vesachitza. This is what was quoted as a proof that if you are Tire, you don't need any Hargosha. Right? That sounded at first glance to be a pretty powerful proof. No, says it's not true. It's not true. What does it mean? Let me read you since I like the Sefer so much. I'm going to read it to you. First, for those who walked in late, Tochazi. Come and look. The Sefer we're going to be using now going forward, because he has a beautiful whole Sefer of 600 plus pages on these inyanim of Hagosh and Ksavim. So at the very beginning, in the first chapter, Perek Aleph, footnote 5, Yesh Shirotzu Ladak Lek Ibcha from this Rashba. Right? Okay? They quote that Ein Zeh Chocha Tam Medaktik Medivri Arash B'Yireh She'ein Iko Kavanos Olom Adesage B'Riyah B'Lo Argosha Ela Iko Kavanos Arash B'Lomar She'ma'isha Hirgisha Mamish B'Yitziyas Adami Amokha L'Beis HaChitzon Temeh Min HaTorah Ba'od Sh'Adam B'Beis HaChitzon Lifnei She'yotza L'Chutz Aval hecha sheros as Adam neachas yotzal lechutz b'zeh pshita la Rashba shetmeh men haTorah. V'lo mishem lo binin argosha el mishem dekoy hosem al rias veses uv'rias veses pshita shadam yotzal b'argosha afal gam sheisha lo sama libo lahargish v'dafka b'rias kesem arminam tehechad lo hegisha v'drabonam v'duk meridik. I think it's 100% right. It's in Hichos Vestas. The Chiddush over here is achetire, which means it came out of a body, or achetarga shiyotzul b'tavam beisachit, and it has not yet come out of a body yet. She's still asura min haTorah. That's the chiddush of the Gemara, right? Bipsara, even beisachit, it's not outside of the body yet. Yotzul beisachit, and tmeya kuli yotzul l'chutz mamish. Dom yezav bipsara, etc., etc. I think he's 100% right. Then he says, you know who else says that? The chut shani shim hoya biyaz hadam b'tzuras vesis pshita shesh laniach shayisa hagasha. Of course, according to me, that is the hagasha b'zman hazeh. We have to discuss it by shkula name one of these days. But that's how I interpret it. Okay. Then he found a olas yitzchak shetiritz kain lashon arashba v'samachti. And I prove it to you, because the Rashi himself says at the very beginning of the next shah, this is Gimel, the very beginning of the next shah Dalid, he starts off by saying, as we saw, we may have alluded to this yesterday, Dvar Torah Eino Isha Metama Mishem Nida Achet Targash Vipsara B'Shas Yitzir Sadam. Done. There's no alternative. Yeah, but talking about Yitzir Sadam, the Chiddush there was even before Yitzir Sadam. That's, I think it's a 100% correct shot. And of course, many Rishonim hold the same thing. Now, the Orach HaShulchan said, we saw yesterday, that all Rishonim hold that way. Well, that's a bit of an overstatement. Even he's willing to concede, that's a bit of an overstatement. There's one Rishon, at least one Rishon, who disagrees and says that there's no need to have an actual Agasha. The Shalah HaKadosh is right. As long as you know for a fact it's coming from the body, this is sufficient. And the whole purpose of Agosh is to prove that's where it comes from. Tosis Rit, on our daf, Nun Zayinim Advais. Omer Shmuel. Botko karak on Yoshalov to Adam Tor. Shem Bibsara, I should talk to Bibsara. Pirish, watch this. Davkoim Hirgisha, Vyoda, Sheyot Adam Bibsara, Oli Tamea, Abalohig, Imalohigisha, Sheyot Bibsara, Kagon Zeh, Sheninsa Vadam Bakaka, Tori, why? Why? The Amar, Lo Botko Yofe. Uvakaka veda haida meikoro. It's preferish black and white. And the whole idea of Shmuel, botka kaka olam, nah, the pshat is maybe the blood was there before. The whole vart of Hargosh is only to make sure that the blood comes from her, no more and no less. That is the shita of the Tosfis Rid. And he's maybe a das yachad among Rishonim. Maybe we'll see. But to say that kol Rishonim, the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's an overstatement. And as a matter of fact, I can't show it to you because Bar Ilan goofed me up. The Eshkol says that. If you can find it, Eshkol says as follows. Quote. He quotes over here: the lo argasha, the korav lo mar lav migufa. Okay. That's pretty powerful statement. And he quotes over here, footnote 8 from the Sefer Eshkol. He says he has a lot of baksamim, right? Look what he says about baksamim. Uviksamim shomim lahokil. Deimel elegzera derabonon. Kemosha shaninu. Dam yezov bimsara. Velo kesem. Doesn't say a lack of argosha. He quotes, dam velo kesem. Which seems to indicate. I understand that. We'll come to it. We have to discuss at length, which we will. He has 100 pages, 50, 20 pages on the interface of Shmuel's drasha and of Akiva's drasha. Do they agree? Do they disagree? Are they mutually exclusive? Are they complementary? That's going to be, of course, a big issue. But the fact that the Eshkol emphasizes that Nakuda indicates that. And it's not only that, it's also a Ravan. We have Ravan, don't we? Someone saw it before.
Rava? Where? Neither here? Ravan in Hilchos Nida says something very, very similar. Shin Chaf Aleph. We can help me find it. V'hai d'lo argasha, v'adai lo chazya. Right? Uksam of the Rabbanan. The Midoraisa of Sarva lo kesa. So you have the Ravan, you have the Sefer Eshkol, you have the Tosas Rid, and it's also an Or Zerua. So that's going to be a very, very powerful coalition. Again, we don't pass like them. I'm not telling you differently. But to say that everybody, no one disagrees, as Aruch HaShulchan, that's an overstatement. Or Zerua. Where? Here we go. Shin and Aleph. Anybody help me find it? Down below Kesem. He seems to be saying that the reason why we're making a bike summon, let's read it. Down below Kesem. Hayanuk Shetira Isha Vadai Shergisha Beriyasa El Shagazi Rabbanim Alak Samim. Right? Hayanuk Vadai Shemimena Yatsadam. Didn't discuss Hargosh over here. Now, in terms of being an independent consideration, he said, he keeps talking about Suffolk. Everyone emphasizing Suffolk seems to hold that way as well. Didn't we see yesterday the Marach or Zeruah Rabbi or Vaja? Did we see that yesterday? Didn't we show that it was on the screen? Also, we'll come to that. It's a bit of a different sheet. We'll come to that later on. No, it's not a kesem. Aval is suffic lois kikua.
So therefore, when you can be told, that's fine. But when will they be tamei kesem? When's vada shimena yotadam? No?
Could be. You're saying fakeres?
Yeah.
He read it differently. Okay, I don't know. I hate you read it two ways. Take a look. Hold on. I'll read it the way he reads it, okay? I hear it. Avi may read it differently. Okay? He's explaining Rabbi Kiva's drasha davalo kesem shetira isha vaday shegisha b'riyasa that Hagosh is only levarer shadamu vaday me'amoka, not exeris akosif. That's how he reads it. How do you read it? Where's the sentence? You can put the period in two ways. That's what he says, right? You see what he's saying? Footnote 9. I'm not going to spend too much time, but see, you're mechaven. Two ways to put the punctuate. Okay, good. You can look at it if you have a chance. Page test. Footnote 9. Good. What about Rashi? Let's open up to the Rashi. We saw this once before, but let's see it again. Rashi is obviously mainstream. Rashi. We saw the Rashi already yesterday, the day before. Top of Nun Chesam and Aleph. What does he say?
The Shmuel o Ari bar Gosha klal. The Sidrei Tara said that Rashi the Maskana holds that you don't need Hargosha. That's how the Oroch Haner. I don't think I saw it. Did we show this Oroch Haner? Did we? I don't think we saw this one. I don't remember. Find that too. Okay, let's take a look. Quote Rashi, anyway. No Rashi. Oh. Ella Gama, she does Rashi, there's no Irish Shmuel Bar Gosha. Still, he seems to be learning, again, without going into all the details, with Rashi, like the Sidrei Tara, the Maskana, you no longer need a Fargosh. Now, those who disagree, did we see this yesterday? I can't. You have to remind me if you saw things yesterday or not. Where's Chayadim again? Remind me, it's under. Okay. We saw some of them. We saw Zion and Ches. I think I don't know if we saw Tess. Ches. Tess. Nachkor. Am I right? We didn't see this yet. Right. In Bevadai Rosa Megufo Borlo Shabar Bolo Shumar Gosha. Vade Bedikas Edo Tashmish. In Tmeh Medaraisa Medarabon. Rabbi Lublin. The time they've been agosh, look at the lochiach, the megufa, the shuvah megufa, apelo agosh to mea midoraisa. Hamayin yiresh a kol rayos of yesh litchos. I like that. You put so many rice, and the chacha he's going to knock off every single one of the rice. Not so simple. We'll get to the main point over here. Oh, where's he coming? Rashi daf Ravashi. Shmuel Omari Bagosha Klau. Udvarv Tmurim. We saw this yesterday. Shebehed Yom HaShmuel HaShetagash. Valzebonai HaSidrei Tari Yisod Udvarv. Venirulid Lo Koshimidi. Vekavonas Rashi Poshut. The Mefarish to Rav Ashi lo nichel el etaris kinem etaris hashas to order of Shmuel Torah inem midoraisa of order of Ed Rabbanan. That's Rabbi Yirmiya. He difti. No, the lishna the Shmuel dama Torah vadeh mashva filim Ed Rabbanan. Lachen svir le le Rav Ashi the ein ochinami the Torah filim Ed Rabbanan kama. On the mazeh kasha kushas hashas mi braisa da absaro umi aroa kesem the last two kashas. Ela korchoch. The Shmuel of Osi Klal Ashminan Din Zed the Binan Agosha Midoraisa Shazehayadua Lakulam Vidrasha Mekubelas Lakol Velot Sarach Shmuel Ashminan Din Zed Alochi Kama Shmuel Botko Kaka Vachule Tahorosh Nemeb Sarach Tarish Rotalomar She Midoraisa in a Tmeo Elat Shetagish Rakha Chomim Gozu Alaksamim V'hocha kevin shehi karka dovesh enem mekabel tumo tahora afilim edu rabbanon disfilek amnechem yevizeh shukasav Rashi lo mishum hagosha v'lo ayri ber hagosha what's the lomar she'ein kavonas Shmuel lashminan din hagosha d'zeh yadua l'kulam rak sheno sein tam lomar tahora afilim edu rabbanon v'haynu came in the midoraisa beina and hargosha lo gozu al dama shem mekabel tuma. Now watch this. Here's the Achilles heel. Here's the Achilles. I'm telling you right now, because the way I presented it on Sunday, you see where I'm coming from. Umashakosa Rashi klal. Excuse me, klal. What should we call? It's a mistake. kol hanach tufta ein kavanos al kol akusha shiksha shas the bevarai sorg the Torah sa kol kidetiritza shas the first three answers and Shemisha made a mistake because the answer is korban so doraisa and even the one with meriglaim is likely doraisa to me anita we'll have to get to that later maybe that's a maybe the way to save us ela elu shtei kushas achronos mi braisa da absorb ero kesem the masik lu ashas betyufta l'shmuel the Gemara said tyufta mo has no terets didn't have a terets before oh for those two kashas which is no terets now he gives the terets but the first three kashas with the Gemara gave a terets that terets remains we thought that was a little shver according to Rav Yirmi it remains but according to Rav Ashi it sounds like it doesn't remain that's why he pointed only there and kol usually means more than two. Only means two. Okay. That's the Achilles heel of this trap. Azekla Shavash lo koshek hanach tufta lo kosev klal hanach kushios. Oh, it's a diuk. Why use the word tufta? Why use the word kushios? Because tufta usually means no answer. You know, tufta, the rav of tufta, when you learn the Yerush Lomidas. No answer. No. Only those two have no answer. But the ones that had answers before, those answers remain. That's his pshat again to Sidre Taras pshat. It's a bit of a dochak if you ask me, but that's what he says. What does he say over here in this sefer about this answer? Let's see what he has over here. Where are we? Footnote 18 quotes this Chok Masada. He says, "Ah, come on! Doesn't sound that way. It's called Toisik Subas Avches. Call has to be three, not two. Can't be just the last two. Tos is not necessarily right. Look at Yad Malachi. You gotta love the sefer. Okay, but still, that's what he says. Now we come to another pshat, which he has over here also, in footnote 22." We quote to say the Paradise Rimonim, as you know, one of my favorites for him, the Paradise Rimonim. What does the Paradise Rimonim say? He tells you where to find it. Pischei Nida. He says, gives you the exact spot. Daf Yud Omud Dalet. You know what Omud Dalet means, gentlemen? Fourth column. Oskimel. I have it in my office. Look it up if you want, if you have a chance. And he quotes it as follows. Look what he says. Kavanas Rashi. I'm just reading it to you. The Ivadai Yotza Migufa Amrinan Devadai Ardisha Afilu Mizman Korov Umishim Decheskas Dam Lover Barhagosha. We saw already in Tosis, which from a long time ago she forgot, or from a short time ago she probably didn't forget. No, she forgot from a short time ago also. Avam Yadua Lono Bevadai Lo Argosha Gam Rashi Vodal Cholaposka Manal, the Torah Menatorah. Pardis Rimonim. That's what he says. That's what the word means. Forgot. And he says that the Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. We saw the Aruch HaShulchan already, did we not? Did we read through the Aruch HaShulchans?
Yeah.
So he says exactly the same thing. Okay. This is Ad Kan Simen Alf. Simen Beis. It's entitled Psichas HaMokor. Again, it's a lot of this review. We saw these things before. But it's always good to see it from a second angle. We had quoted Rabose Atosis, Dalam and Alf. I showed you the Tosis before. Let's open up again, please. Dalam and Alf. Dalit Omud Aleph. What does it say in Tosis over here? Vaha. Tosis says, look carefully. He shall mokom sasum, uchshadam yotze niftach. That it's closed, and when it opens up, the blood comes out. Okay? Is that true? Well, the one who said it most explicitly, and we said yesterday it's not true according to the modern medicine, is they should have it over here. Masas Binyamin. They have it, Masas Binyamin. He's the one who said it most clearly. That the blood is there all the time. Just open up the faucet and it's going to come out like by in your sink. Let's see what he says. Rafalk Kohen Aru. Who's Rafalk Kohen Aru? The Prisha and the Sma. You remember what happened over here? The Sma, the Maram Lublin. These are all contemporaries. These are the giants of the time. And they wrote to each other. Okay? Whole story about this and this. Going to some of the anatomy over here. Ben Ashinayim, what stuff? Prozor. All about the anatomy. No, I missed it already. Somewhere in here, he's going to boast to be saying that the psichas hamakor means that the blood is all over the place and it's ready to come out any second, but it's closed. If it's closed, it doesn't come out. And once it opens up, that's when everything comes out. It's not here. Not seeing it. Rechem cut. Kitzanimitz, it's in there somewhere that he's assuming not just that it opens, but the blood is there even before, and when it opens, it just comes out. And he points out over here that it's not true. And obviously, it's not 100% clear that he said that, because here in footnote 28, he says, I'll read it to you. He says, Masses ben Yamin, Savash and Mokom Oli Dam, Lachen Chineka, Chatikas, etc., etc. Zebor Shachala Moli Dam. He's quoting from some Sefer Shoel in the Sidre Ta Kuf Peches, in Beis Meir, says the same thing in Siv Gimel, Kuf Peches Siv Gimel. Where do you get it from? A Mefurash Gemara and Shabbos Kufnun Beis. Isha Chemes Mole Tzoa Pia Mole Dam V'Kol Rotsim Achareo. Masha Shem Mokor Tomim Mole Dam B'Chol Zman. He says, nah, it's Agoda. He says, no. He says, that doesn't mean Mole Dam B'Chol Arechem. Begidin V'Orkim Asmuchim L'Mokor Shem Mole Dam Tomim. Yeah, K'moshin Nizboreh. He points out over here that we know now that that's not true. That's not true. He quotes that the Rabbi Frankel has a kash against the Master Binyamin. Umashikos the Master Binyamin. Kol anoshim aim kol anoshim malei adam. Zeino. It's not true. Not true. Shalobish has fest ain't malei adam at all. Menuka bidamin. That's what he says. He quotes over here, the Bali never shall arrive it. Who was a doctor? He thought the Ram was a doctor. Maybe he had some medical knowledge too. Look at a quotation from the Ravid. Look it up, Shara Vestas. The Kimdul the Rabbanon, the Bishas Yumei Hanida, Mismarekes Kidomin, Velohadra Ad Chayom. That's, the idea of the minimum vest be 18 days. Doesn't come back for 18 days. That's also not exactly correct. As far as I can tell, as soon as it comes out, it starts gradually building up. Okay, so it's neither is exactly 100% correct medically, but he points out over here, Kayom adavi yadua, scientists, she'ein shum dam b'chalal arechem shlo b'shas aveses, v'chol adam anidos nimtza b'vridim ha'mismarkim v'mis... Hamisrakim umis avim beriris arechem shiham matefes apnimis shal arechem. I will ain adam nimtza b'chol arechem. So what they quote over here that it was closed and now when you open it lets the dam out It's medically incorrect. Yeah, the man is coming from Eretz Yisrael. And what's he prove it? He proved it from Encyclopedia Hilchatit Refuit of a Rav Dr. Avram Steinberg, MD. He knows the science. He explains it. We all know this. I hope everyone in this room knows it. Gives you the whole beautiful short version of the whole cycle. Akalashon. Progesterone. It gives you the whole medical terms. You want to look it up? Page Mem Hey to Mem Vav, footnote 26. Okay? And maybe the Master Yom didn't really mean it either. Alright. And the Tzemach Tzedek says that that's what it means. It doesn't mean that it opens up. It means that the lining, the blood vessels in the lining open up. Not that the opening opens up. The us. No. That's what the Tzemach Tzedek says, and that's perhaps what even the Master Yamin meant. What's the Pesachim about? Mageshes Akiras Hadam Migidim Shemamokor. Shesel Iker Hagoshes Akiras Hadam Yamokor. Fizah Hagoshes Akiras Hadam Yamokor. Hainu Bechreach Akiraso Meha Orkim. The Ilu Meha Aim Atzmolo Shach Yakira. Keva Shepersuach Tamid. Semach Serekal Lubavitch. Don't ever say that they're not into science. But the last Rebbe was also a big scientist. Not the second Menachem Mendel. I guess it comes together with a scientific knowledge. I shouldn't say too much more than that. Fine. But that's what it says. And if we're already speaking about Lubavitcher Rebbe, let's talk about the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. The first Lubavitcher Rebbe. Okay? Let's take a look. Shulchan Aruch Harav. Imagine that. Somebody's alive. Alive? All right. Let's see. Shulchan Aruch Harav. Yeah, put this on the Rav Akomis as well, if I'm not mistaken. Where are we here? This Nida Kuntres Acharon. Kuntres Acharon. Okay. I hope he has paragraphs. For a paragraph which begins, if you help me find it, and it's like a hard to find things. Avo. Help me. Obviously I missed it. The problem is that sometimes the lines are full, you know where the word Avo is. I have it in my I have it. How you found it?
No, I see the word Avo,
Yeah. Well, he quotes over here the Lashon of the Alter Rebbe. If you can find it here on the screen, even better. He brings a raya, okay, from the Chidushei Haran. Nida Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Because Haran says, we spoke about this before, Ro B'Shvir Eina Margeshes B'Yitzias Adam. You see, klar, that the Haran holds that the definition of Argosha is Yitzias Adam, not Psicha Samoka. But Yitzias Adam, the Alter Rebbe proves from here. Oh, and he says, by Shvir, we spoke about before, there's also a Psichas HaMokor. He tries to knock out this Taina, even if he feels Psichas HaMokor, when there's a Shvir as well. Ein HaGosh Ezu Nanuvas Makos Adam El Makos HaShvir. That's what the Ran says. So therefore the raya from the Ran is not 100% accurate. Because Hagon of Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg's exile, to say for Imre Chaim, Simon Gimel knocks out the raya the same way. Okay, so the Rebbe can't be a full raya from the first Rebbe. Fine. Let's not go to Simon Gimel. Make a lot of progress over here. Simon Gimel. What's the definition of Simon Gimel? What's this called? Hagosha Zivas Dover Lach. Okay, see, quotes the Noda B'Yehuda. I don't know if you ever saw it inside. We saw it quoted. I'm not even sure if you ever saw this inside on the screen. This classic Noda B'Yehuda. This is the classic text on this topic. Okay.
Again, I need you to help me with paragraphs. Umeyata. Umeyata, the Ravashi lo shayach klal ha-hakshos, kol kuchis shel tchilas ha-sugya. Al deres Shmuel, deres Shmuel lo hizkir ha-gosha. What? Shmuel lo hizkir ha-gosha? What did Shmuel say?
Previous three lines explains.
Oh.
You think Shmuel never said it?
Never said that. What did Shmuel say? All Shmuel said, open the Gemara. Look. Omer Shmuel, bot ko karka ol av yosh ol av yomasa da molea tohora. Stop. That's all he said. And the rest seems to be put in by somebody else. Masha Messiah, Messiah, Mitchilas HaSugya, Atcha Targish, Se'ena Medivre Shmuel. And the Gemara have a mefarish kavana Shmuel. Kain, if you should just have Yirmiya, Ravashi Kavana Cheres Shmuel Mazan. That's an interesting pshat. He never said it. Wow. Not a simple pshat, but he's another Yehuda. He's the God of Ador. He says a pshat. By definition, it's a pshat. No, we understand very well. All the kashas fall off. The Shmuel Hiskam Agosha. The Mulai Behemeskan the Ravashi Tam Ksam Gufai Humitam Agosha. If he may be. Lo Shach Lakshas Al Shmuel Yosim El Gufa Mishnah on the Kamon, but the Rabbi Akiva. Hirvachnu b'zeh mat l'mat ha-machloikas kam ravashi modu l'dina d'divri av Yirmiya uksam gufay ha-hem etamim ha-shim da-hagosha. Maybe you can say it that way. Shouldn't be so radical. Oh. Now, Rosh didn't quote Shmuel. He also says, no machloikas. He didn't quote Shmuel at all. The machloikas, you have to say it. Oh. Oh, now umeyata. He probably meant this umeyata. See how dangerous it is? It's two umeyatas. Umeyata nuchalom alachala poskim bin agosha min haTorah. What's agosha? Either what? It's agosha p'shichal amoka. Oh, af agosha zivas dav v'lach b'psara. He thinks against chasam sofer. Af agosha zivas dav v'lach choshev agosha. Why? Look at his proof. Watch this. Very high basar. We mentioned this yesterday in Shir. Lav al basar hamokar koi. Sharei mizei alfinan shemetamim bifnim kebechutz. Very ena metamim elav ben minashinayim olachutz. V'yim kain. High basar. This we saw yesterday, just didn't start from the original source. We quote, I think the Chavos Das quoted or somebody quoted. Yim Kain, Gam Shetagish Psara, Haidu Basar Zeh, Vare Zeh Kvar Hu Chutz Le Pesach HaMokar, V'yech Neima Shebeinan Shetagish Davka Psichas HaMokar, El HaKorcha Lo Beinan, Rak Shepsara Yagish Zivas Adam, V'margesh Zivas Dav Alach Hare Kvar Yigisha, V'agoshes ha-mokal l'niske v'posik el agoshes ha-bosor. In fact, the Chavos Das is counterintuitive. When the blood passed the magic line of Ben HaShinayim, there's no agosha yet, hasn't hit the right bosor yet. So you're going to tell me what? The blood came out, passed the magic line, it's a suspended animation. Will it be a derayos or not, depending on what happens on future events? The Noam say, yes! Yes, Chavos Das said it's inconceivable, and the Navi will say it's true. It came out. Will it not be observed? Hang in. Hold on a minute. That's what he means. So it should come out, gentlemen. What do you mean? It's not Psichas HaMokar. What does it say over here? Af Hagosha Ziva Savalach. You should say only Hagosha Ziva Savalach, because Psichas Pi HaMokar is further in. How can that be pshat asher tagash b'psara? Seems to me, maybe he's going to say a little bit later on. That's quite an amazing line. Lo bina rak, he brings a raya, daftan zayin, kamakushis, bring him back from a mishnah kaduma. Da 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 da. No.
Elavadi lovinin klal agoshes hamokor el agoshes zivas dov alach b'sara, and you can't tell between mokor and aliyah. That's what he said. Wow. Adkan, no debut. However, the Chasam Sofer, who was, we know, often argues with the Rabbi Yehuda. When I was here for Shabbos Friday night, someone showed me a sefer. It was kind of sefer. Said the title is like an academic sefer. When I know the Rabbi Yehuda, Ara Chasam Sofer. Have you seen a sefer? They lived how many years apart did they live? Less than a century apart. I don't think they overlap. Well, maybe. Chasam Sofer was born before he passed away. I'm trying to figure this out. If you look on your computer, you'll tell me. I think so. I think it was born before. I think they overlapped in this world. Although I don't know if he was. I don't know. You have to tell me the exact dates. But let's not talk biography now. Let's talk Torah. Overlapped for 30 years. Wow. Okay, there you go. Okay, so 30 years of overlap. But still, the Chasam Sofer, when he was 30, he was probably not as well known. Certainly wasn't as well known as when he was B'Sof Yomov. So there was, but there still wasn't overlap. Watch this. Okay. Now with paragraphs again, maybe you'll find me a paragraph that begins with the word ach. Anybody? Pass it around. Ach! Ma nas halachoseinu biyom shidu babo. Whoa, interesting. Come for sure, I'm ready. Wow, it's getting tough. Because the Rambam tells you, im isha magesh es mamash koshli lahatir. But what do you worry about over here? Zivas avolach. Shav Yaakov proves that Zivas Davalach is not a Hargosha. How do you know? The Gemara Nun Zayimid Beis. Meraglaim, Idi Hargosha, etc., etc. Idlo Hargosha. Kosha Masafik Yeshkan. Hobavadai Hargosha Zivas Davalach. Shavit Til Meraglaim. El Akocho Shein Zargosha. Is that a good proof? He quotes from the Mar Shashach. Disproves it, but he doesn't think that's correct. Disproof, it's better disproof, we'll see soon. And he brings a writer that's not from Tsar. Zivas Lach is not Tsar. That's Gemara Dav Gimel. Alright? And the double lach, he says, correct. Lo Misara. You don't wake up from Zivas double lach. Proof is they go off periods nowadays and they have plenty of double lach and they don't wake up. So it can't be that. Okay? Etc. Psichas pi amokar hu argosha, otzak in akitas meraglayim, v'lo zivas tavolach. No, the Behuda says against everybody else, it is argosha doraisa, v'lo shos libo. Hey, we had about a different person, we won't mention the name, recently, in the Torah. Lis doraya achas mielu hanemorim liel. How can it be? So what's his proof? Right from the Bibsara, based on Chitzon. Chutzapiyas Psychas Piyamoka. Shom is Tame. Zeo Abos of the Maribe Kroh, the Shom Gaka Moka Mahergish. Based on Chitzon. Shvam is Lacho Agosh of the Rice. Says the Heilige Chasam Sofer about the Noda Behuda. Watch this. Udvarav Tmuim. Why? Well, I thought it was very nice. No. Dvarav Tmuim. Adrabba. Duk Minola Idach Kisa. What Idach Kisa? Homematina nami bibsora velo bishvoferes. Vahainu, im tachnes as shvoferes lepia mokor utekabel adam. Ilu lo tachnisena lebeis achitzon, im kein kvar hi tmea misha sheyotz adam lechutz lepia mokor. Ela kochach, os lemuti bibsora shel atzma, what's a lomar, sheyaber adam bepi mekora. Below Shia Sham Shvoferis, the Kabla. Can I remove war? Tahak Bosser, Hainu Pia Mokar, Visham Tzricha Shetargish. Who said? Who said that's true? He says the same thing over here. I have in the back of my Shulchan Aruch. Do you have the Chasam Sof in the back of your Shulchan Aruch? Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. I have it in mine, but I'm not going to. We saw it over here. It's good enough. It's good enough. So he explains what the Chasam Sof is driving at. Footnote 34. Read what he says. This is false. Yeah. Shlomo Zalman talks about this. So what exactly, where's the border according to the, where's the shoferis have to go? The Chasam Sofer understood that Bein HaShinayim is in the cervix. And then he says, even if you'll say it's at the opening of the cervix, you still have to put the shoferis into the cervical opening to prevent the blood from touching that opening. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. And some doctors maybe thought that way, but we thought not that way. Not going into this all these details. The Kitz and Imritz, the Chasam Sofer's view may be somewhat a question of how he understood the anatomy, etc., etc. Complicated. Complicated. Oh. If you look carefully, there are different opinions exactly where the border is. So the Chasam Sofer l'shitaso where the border is, and the Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso is no kasha. He will say, no, because the Chasam Sofer's anatomy, as Shlomo Zalman said, is impossible. Technically, you can't put a shoferis all the way into the cervical canal. It just won't work. It's too narrow over there. So here I have to say that the pshuto science is on the side of the Rabbi Yehuda. And if you, that's what Shlomo Zalman says it was. It protrudes into the vaginal opening. You'll put a cap over here. It'll never touch anything outside of that opening until it gets out of the body. So therefore, I don't think that the Nodi is Tumuah at all. It makes perfect sense. Whether it's right or wrong, Lahaloch, I don't know. But the Chasam Sofer's Kasha is not such a big Kasha. Oh, gentlemen, this is very, very important. The Tzemach Tzedek says, and of Gimel and Manalaf, what does the Gemara say? We saw it before. That you get up from it. And you get up from it, it can't be Zivas Tavalach. You just mentioned that a minute ago, right? You get up from it. Maybe you see that before? You don't get up from it. The Chasam Sofer said the same thing. You don't get up from it. The episode. We saw a few people say it. Yeah. That's the question. Now, so he tries over here, mightily, this is in Simon Gimel, Sif Beis. Lachluchis, you don't wake up. Okay. So how does he get out of this one? Look what he says. He tries to get out. Maybe not Rebbe Yehuda is right. He needs Zivas Davalach, the Beis HaChitzon, it's called Psara. What's the Tsar? Listen very carefully. When the Gemara is over here, this is a very big Yisod. We have a habit of associating words. The word here, word there means the same thing. Who said? The Lashon of the Gemara over here, we quoted more than one time. And Av Gimel Amun Aleph. Look inside. Av Gimel Amun Aleph. The Gemara says like this. Yishena nami agav tsara misera midi dehavi ahargosha smei raglayim. We understood the word hargosha. Oh, that's a magic word. Hargosha Av Gimel, the same as hargosha Av Nun Zayin. Who said? Who said? The word Hagoshi has nothing to do with Hagoshi and Afnu Zayin. Nothing whatsoever. No. It's not Hagoshi of the Krah. It's Hagoshi of, we'll call it Yediyah. Not to be Metaris, Metaris, and Afreya. Look at Rashi. Margeshis. Ever see the word, ever see Margeshis here in Rashi? Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. He has a one word introduction. Kolomar. I mean Kolomar. Every Rashi saw the word Kolomar. what's Koloma doing here? So he says, Rashi's trying to teach you, don't think that the word Mageshes here is identical to the word Hargosha in Afton Zanamid Beis. It's a Kolomar. Doesn't mean it means something different completely. Now this may be in Aruch HaShulchan, and maybe we did not see this before. I don't remember seeing this before in Aruch HaShulchan, as much as we saw in Aruch HaShulchan. I don't remember seeing this. You'll tell me if we did. Oh, I can't hurt to see it a second time. But I don't remember seeing it. Watch over here, please. See if we can find it. Watch. Oh! Watch this. Vida! Vida! On his own. I don't think we saw this yet. The Inyan, Hargosha, Shabarej, Nida, Dav Gimel Alf, Shomer, Betama, the Shamai, Ho, the Isha, Magesh, the Yatsa, the Hilak, the Svur, Hargosha, the Maglain. Ain't no Indian cloud that did Hargosha Zoo on the Nun Zainabad Bays. None do. It's the same term. Tahosim bid the Rabbana bid Tumas Mesli Ace Shibinida Vachakira al Hargosha al Yom Esmo. The Pirish Rashi Magashas. Quote. Vahomid lo Hargosha mi Esmo. Vrak bid the Rabbana minan came. Vlo bid the Raisa. The bid the Raisa minan Shavale agirgisha mi Esmo. Kivu barama meduk. The word Hagosha means many different things. That's quite amazing. Quite amazing. And even the Rashi on Nun Zayin Amid Beis. Give a look. Take a look, Rabosai. Rashi, here, nah, Nun Zayin Amid Beis is the sugya. It's the sugya. And yet Rashi says over here, take a look, please. Look at what Rashi says. The Agisha, Bishas Bedika. Rashi seems to be saying over here there has to be some kind of tsar. No. Says no. We can say as follows. True that this particular Hargosha that Rashi is describing is not Zivas Davalach, but Zivas Davalach can also be Hargosha. It can be two Hargoshas. Tsar is one Hargosha, and Zivas Davalach is also called Hargosha. There's no Raya. There's no Raya. And therefore, all the Rayas that the Chasam Sofer brings from Nav Gimel, Nav Dalet, and Tarsus is no proof. Why? For one of two reasons. Either the Hargosha there is not Hargosha al Pidin, or there can be more than one kind of Hargosha, as we said earlier. Oh. But now it gets personal. And family. Family always fresh out for family, gentlemen. He quotes over here in Siman Gimel, Osei, a Chassan Sofer. Do we have Chassan Sofer here? No? Okay, I'm sorry. Siman Gimel, Omar Liamin Zkeno a Chassan Sofer. He has arrived from a Pasuk that Zivas Davalach is an Hargosha. A Pasuk. Don't go about with Gemaras, with Rashis, with Tais. A Pasuk. A Pasuk? Yeah. What? Why? Why? Pasuk. Dam yieh zova bebsara. What's yieh doing there? Must be a Torah HaKadosh is telling us. What's Hargosha? Psichas hamok or ziyeh zuha haguf. Hargosha hu kodem bias adam. Ziva davalach. The dam comes before it. So dam yieh means laosid. A pasuk mefurish against ziva davalach. And he goes further than that. He says, why did the Torah require Hargosha? Catch this now. It sounds like a song we sing. Drochea Daram. The Shabbos, we sing the Shulter, you have to think about this Chassan Sof. Drochea Darachenom. Shimhoya Dam Nida Oser. Afalo Hargosha. Your notes are matzav shel michshol b'yisanida b'liyadiyah. Kevin sheishal or gishat b'tzias adam yamakor. וכבר מאז שיוצא אדם מהמוקה לבייס החיצון נסרס מן התורם אפילו שיוצא בחוץ, that would be a terrible thing. It would be a mikshol drachea dachei noa. So a hargosha after the dam is not close, it's future. Says Rav Chazan over here, he says, excuse me, that's no proof whatsoever. None whatsoever. Look in the pasuk, it's right in front of you. If you look on the Torah or Hasholem and Nunzayim Beis, let's read the pasuk together. Right? What's this proof from the word what? Dam yia, right? What's the word right before that? V'isha kisiya. The whole parsha is lashon hasid. You can't tell me. Can we get a diyukim? Isha kisiya means in Tav Shinayin Zayin. The Torah was given 3,000 years ago. So a woman now. So that means dam yia. Doesn't mean what's coming before, what's coming after the Hargosha or the Ziva Stavolach or the. It's telling you what it means 1,000 years from now. That's what it means. That's what it means. That's all, period. Or, according to the Chavos Das, that Ziva Stavolach is only when it leaves the Mokar, a split second before it hits Ben HaShinayim. Okay? So, it comes at one time. It was. The Kitzur Nimritz, he rejects the Chasan Sova's Raya. He thinks it's not a Raya whatsoever. But now we come, Rabosai, I guess now probably means tomorrow, but just give a little 1 minute preview that the Noda Yehuda quotes. Where is Noda Yehuda? Noda. Going to talk a little bit about the sugya Rabosai and that Yud Zion Amud Beis. You know what? I think we should better stop here because we're out of time. Mitzvah tomorrow she is 11 o'clock in the morning. Okay? Where the Noda Yehuda quotes the Mishnah and that Yud Zion Amud Beis. If we could find a Noda Yehuda which has the Hagos of a Baruch Frankel, they have it? So I'd like to.
It's downstairs.
Please. Get it and put it on my desk tomorrow morning, so I'll be able to. Okay. That you can't get on the bar line.
No.
I don't think so. I should look. Okay, so we'll stop here and tomorrow we'll continue. Mm-hmm.